How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Happy New Year and happy holidays, everyone. Today, we're taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations we've had on the podcast this last year surrounding the case against Alec Murtaugh.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Is this just a culture of corruption there? Where, I mean, obviously, Alec, you know, had been in these courthouses for many years doing his bidding and all of his accomplices that helped him with this and that. So it seems like shadiness is pretty common. Not saying everyone there is by any means, but there seem to be quite a few. But to this level, is it just a product of how they've operated? And the other question is, what other cases has she been involved with?
And that's the big question.
Yeah, and where did she want those to go? And was it just Murtaugh that she had this vested interest of going and making these statements? Or has she always been a chatty box on this sort of stuff and trying to influence on what her opinion is to every jury?
That is the $1 million question. I want to address that one first, because if this all shakes down the way that we think it's going to shake down, and I'm of the same mindset that you are, I absolutely believe these affidavits. I cannot see any reason whatsoever why these jurors would be making this stuff up out of whole cloth. And the fact of the matter is, if we're to believe Harpootlian and Griffin, you know, they met them all independently.
Yeah.
And they weren't advising any of the other ones, well, hey, you know, this is what they said. Is that true type of thing? They were all giving the same statements about her going into the, you know, the bathroom or a separate room with the foreperson of the jury for, you know, 5-10 minutes at a time. You know, the things that she was saying, they all heard the same things. So I have no reason to believe, as I sit here now, that it's not true. You know, like, that's just like, no one has been able to pose something other than like a huge conspiracy that will require like a lot of moving parts and a lot of loose lips, that, you know, the kind of conspiracy that is really difficult to keep under wraps just because there's so many people involved. Mm. There's always somebody that caves, you know? So it's like, you're either going to believe that, or you're going to believe that I'm choosing to believe the jurors. They have no stake in the game. If they were going to try to make money on a book, they would have done it right after the case was over.
Yeah.
They're not waiting 6 months, you know, and they didn't go searching this out. You know, people are like, well, why didn't they come forward then? They probably, if they had not been approached,
they probably had no idea.
They would have gone to the grave. They didn't necessarily know that anything was wrong with it.
Yeah.
You know, but now, obviously, when the attorneys are coming in and say, oh, well, you know, she shouldn't have been doing that for, you know, that was verboten. It's not allowed. You know, then, of course, they know. But sitting there, like I was saying, I mean, these are lay people that aren't attorneys that don't deal with the system. It's all brand new to them.
Sure.
You know, it's the same thing I talk about on my podcast constantly. I'm like, I explain the law to the people who listen to my podcast because I'm just assuming that they love true crime, but there's going to be things that they just aren't 100% clear on what it means.
Exactly.
You know? So I try to educate them so that their enjoyment rises because they now know, oh, well, 2 days ago, I didn't know what that means. Now I do. Now I'm enjoying this even more because I understand context. So it's the same thing with these folks. But man, if it turns out that all of this is true and she did this, two things may happen. One, every juror that had her as the person who was handholding and doing all the concierging, whatever you want to call it, with the jury, they're going to say, man, she did the exact same thing in my trial. She kept talking about the defendant. So if that happened, I would imagine there's going to be other jurors in other trials that may come forward, or you're going to have everybody that had a case in that courtroom where she was sitting there and she was handling the jury. They're all going to get looked at.
Yeah.
And every jury, like, I mean, it's like one of those nightmare scenarios where, like, when you have a prosecutor that gets outed that was cheating, you know, that they've been doing shady stuff. It's like you have to review, or a cop, like all their cases. You have to review all of them, especially if there's a pattern, you know. So, man, it could be an explosive nightmare. Now, to go to your first question, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's the area. I mean, I think there were different levels of culpability as far as the people that were, you know, aiding and abetting, assisting and co-conspiring with Murdoch in terms of getting the money. You know, I don't think that they were quite as culpable. I mean, obviously, a lot of them have been sentenced, so they're culpable to a certain extent, but they weren't the masterminds. You know, they were like a cog in the machine.
Sure.
However, what they were doing was illegal. You know what I mean? And they knew better.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that boils down to relationships. You know, it's like it's that type of area. He was that type of guy where he had those types of relationships and he leveraged them, you know, and he used them and he used people. Like, I mean, that's the one thing they always said about it. I mean, the guy's superpower was being able to sway people with his words.
Yeah.
Like that was the whole thing about, you know, his narcissism or whatever you want to call it. His, you know, his massive ego in terms of him deciding to testify because he thought that he would be able to convince the jury, just like he's been able to convince everybody else during the entire course of his life of everything. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know where it lays, but, you know, like I think with Becky Hill more than anything, I think that she got sucked into that moment. Like it was just the whole world was watching.
Yeah.
You know, it was literally one of those trials. They happen once every 2 decades.
And she was
like, literally, I mean, there's been big trials, but I like OJ and then this.
And
like,
she was
there's been a bunch
right
in between
next.
That have been very interesting, that have been captivating, that we've followed, but nothing like these two. You know, like they're the two biggest cases that I can remember in terms of just moving parts and just fascinating to watch, like a burning car wreck.
Very much so. And she was right next to the flames. So, and apparently
toast and marshmallows, you know,
that was too much of a temptation for her. If this is all true, let's play devil's advocate for 1 second. What if she isn't lying? All these things did not actually happen? What if some of this is fabricated, or what if some of this is blown out of proportion by Murdaugh's attorneys? I mean, there obviously would be massive repercussions for them as would there not? I mean, so that's why it's like these two, I know, you know, Harpootlin looks like he's about ready to retire. Griffin's got a handful of years left on him.
In his mind, he's been retired for years.
So, but they're not like willing, I don't think they either of them want to go out on something like this where they're making shit up for Alec Murdaugh. So that's why
like disbarred, shamed, and most likely arrested for suborning perjury. Because make no mistake about it.
Yeah.
If they went in there in any way, shape, or form, massaged these witnesses to tailor their statements to fit the statute, in order for them to get a new trial.
Yeah.
That is unequivocally suborning perjury.
Yeah.
Without question. It's like, these are sworn witnesses. Mm-hmm. Like, people need to understand affidavits.
Yeah.
People that give them are called affiants, and the affiant, like, typically the way that we do it, and people are like, oh, well, Poot or Griffin wrote the affidavit. I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, you're not going to expect people, lay people that have never written an affidavit, to write an affidavit. It's a legal form. It's a document.
Yeah.
So, but like we've used hundreds and hundreds of affidavits over my career. And typically what we do is we go in, we interview it. We typically tape record it, and they say their piece and whatever that is. And if it turns out that, you know, I handle primarily criminal stuff, so if I have a recantation, you know, my heart's going a million miles an hour in my chest. I'm like, holy cow, man, I got to get this thing. Like, I got to get an affidavit immediately before something changes, before somebody approaches that person, before somebody get, you know, it's like whatever they're telling me at this point in time is their truth in this moment of time. So like, I'm running back to the office. I'm preparing the affidavit. I'm putting it in front of them and say, I need you to read every single word of this carefully.
Yeah.
And I need you to make sure that it's 100% accurate as to what you said to me, because you're swearing to it right now and it's going to be sworn testimony. And then if they sign it, it is what it is. It's sworn testimony. It's the no different than if that person was sitting on the stand and had been sworn in. It's the exact same concept.
Yeah.
So, man, I mean,
if they did that, dude. Yeah. It's so unlikely. It doesn't make any sense why they would. I'm addressing, you know, some of the folks out there on social media where, well, it's Jim Griffin. And it's
that's what I'm talking about.
Like, you may not like that they represented Alec Murdaugh, but they're not about to like slit their own throats for the hell of it.
Exactly. For him.
For him.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, They're not gonna destroy their lives and their integrity and their family name for Alec Murdaugh.
No.
They're just not doing it. Yeah. It's not happening. It's like, you think a state senator or not, you know, and people hate them because they hate Alec Murdaugh.
Yeah.
And it's, man, they have to do their job.
They're doing their
job. I get it. I get it. You know, like, people like to impute the hatred that they're feeling for the guy, the monster, onto the lawyers, but my God, they're just doing their jobs.
They are.
They're hired to do the jobs. You know, everybody makes mistakes in terms of whether it's the state or the defense. And, you know, and that was the type of trial where people were picking up on every single word that was said, every action that was taken. So if anything seemed even remotely slippery coming from either side, they were getting called on it. You know what I mean? It's the hate from Murdaugh is oozed on to these two guys, and people detest them as much as they detest Murdaugh. I get it to a certain extent, but at the same time, I am a defense attorney.
Yeah.
We have a job to do. We're absolutely critical. And this is why, like these types of reasons are why, because had this slip by and had this jury pool been tainted or tampered with by this woman, I mean, it creates such a slippery slope. And to go back to her and to kind of the point, like, I don't think this is the first time, like, she seems so comfortable with it.
Yeah.
That when I see people that comfortable in terms of doing things that are not allowed, I'm assuming it's not the first time that they've done it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just get that feeling, not just with her, but with anybody. Anybody that's reached a comfort level of breaking the law to where they're able to do it without batting an eye, it typically tells me that it's not the first time that it's happened.
I think she's got some reps in on this, whether or not she has to know that's not okay. But again, that's where I went back to saying, is this just how they operate a lot down there? I mean, it's wrong. You can't operate that way, but now they're finally being called out on it. Maybe. I don't know.
Dude, I don't know. It's a very small county.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, everyone knows each other.
Yeah.
It's super close knit, and until it's not, you know, everyone adored Murdaugh until they realized this guy's a monster, you know, but like, up until that point, he was adored. Their family was adored. They were treated like royalty down there until they weren't, you know, but it's like, everybody knows everybody down there. It's like the players all know each other. And it's like that in every county. I mean, my county is definitely bigger, but I know every lawyer, you know, I see them all the time. We're communicating all the time. It's like, we're handling cases on the other side all the time. So it's like, you have these relationships and they exist, you know, when the house of cards starts to tumble down, that's where people will shake out on different sides of it. And that's where we're at now. So, you know, I think that there was a huge amount of old boy network cronyism that was going on down there forever and ever, you know, for as many generations as the Murdochs have been running it down there. I think that that's all been part of the game. And I think that's come to an end. And I think it died with Murdoch down there. But man, it's like leading up to that, it's an old habit that's going to die.
Hard.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, so. It's just going to fade away overnight. So, I mean, man, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what was going on down there, but if this thing's true, it just blows my mind. Mm-hmm. You know, and the bottom line is, this guy's not walking out of prison.
No.
This is never about him. He's never going to be walking out of prison. If it has to be retried, I have every hope that he'll be convicted again because, you know, and I have a different theory. I think he's 100% accountable. I just don't necessarily think that he was the trigger guy. I think that he hired him, guys. But that's my theory. It's for a whole different
episode. No,
I can flush it out. Yeah. But, you know, there's just things that took place that make more sense to me in terms of it being that. But if he hired two guys to kill his wife and his son, it's the same as if he pulled the trigger. Exact same.
He's
guilty of the same crime. So,
and I've been wondering about the same thing myself. And I'm kind of with you on that because there's a lot that doesn't add up that's necessarily he pulled the trigger. But he certainly has knowledge, in my opinion, or he was there.
Well,
if he hired somebody, or like it was a hit of some sort and you take out the family and you leave the person. I don't know. I mean, my thought is maybe there was a threat on the rest of his family too, if he talks and he's, I don't know. I mean, it can go anywhere at this point, but what?
I mean, nothing's off the table.
No, nothing.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps, ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today for 10% off your first month.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.